B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together. This is PG with Roxanne Wilder and Mark Jason.
Parental guidance needed. Yes, indeed. We have Craig Woodard talking with us today, and he's part of the conversation because he is a parent. His son, Craig Jr., is adorable. So you're going to find out all about his son, and he's got some amazing parenting tips he can share with us today. Craig, so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too.
Thanks for coming in, and we've got something very special to talk about today.
Yes, we do. We have the inaugural Rise Up for Down Syndrome Gala and the Silent Auction. This is our first huge event that the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay is actually throwing on March 16th. It is going to be incredible. And you are going to be our MC.
I'm thrilled. I'm honored. I know it's going to be a really, really amazing night.
It's going to be really fun. We've been envisioning this now and planning for about 8 months and just really thinking of how to pull this together. And so as we get closer, you get the butterflies and you can just picture how special this is going to be. I'm excited.
Certainly. And, you know, I have to talk a little bit. Let's focus on Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay.
Sure.
And you became a part of this. And this is an organization that helps families in the community.
Yeah.
Who have children with Down Syndrome.
Absolutely. You know, we actually started the organization. We were approved by the state February 23rd of last year.
Because it's a nationwide organization.
And it is. It's local, but because of how we market ourselves, we have members all over.
I see.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You know, that a lot of Down syndrome families that are out looking for information.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people that are moving down here and they pull us up and they Google us online and they start asking questions about doctors and school districts. So we get to network to a lot of people and there's a lot of people moving to this area as well. But we try to provide the best information we can
mm-hmm.
based off of our experiences. We try to network with a lot of the other organizations in town as well. We try to service, case in point, I just got a nice email the other day from someone that just joined our organization as a member, and her cousin had a child born with Down syndrome, and she said, hey, do you guys have any, like, parent packets or anything that you can send them? And so immediately I got with Kelly Taylor, our program coordinator, who she's part of our parent outreach
mm-hmm.
program. And they're going to send her a little onesie with our logo on
cute.
The booty.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
And a lot of information about Down syndrome and about our organization and how we can help.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of these issues or choices, I should say, that come up that you have to make in regards to things you just mentioned, different schools,
yeah.
those are personal to you because you have Craig Jr.,
Absolutely.
Who is a little angel. We love him.
Yes.
And he was born with Down syndrome.
Yes, Craig was born in April of 2013, born with Down syndrome, and he is just an incredible little boy. Actually, it was 2014. He was born on April 13th, and it seems like it was just yesterday, you know. And we know that everyone has different experiences going through your pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
you know. And my wife felt
it starts
a certain
there.
Way. It really does. When you get a positive diagnosis, you start looking online about Down syndrome and what it's about and whatever you're looking for, you'll find it,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether
mm-hmm.
it's positive or negative. So, it's very difficult to
sift
really
through all of that
and sit back and enjoy the pregnancy because
Good
you're
point.
So worried about what could actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
And is my child going to be okay? And here we are almost 5 years later now that Craig's going to be, 5 years old this year. And we look back and say, why were we worried? You know, why
wow.
were we worried? Because he was blessed and
mm-hmm.
we were chosen
mm-hmm.
to be his parents. And this is why we dove into the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay and started this because it has just been, it's our life now.
Yes.
And this is what I do. I advocate for my son and he teaches us a lot. His communication is the only thing for him that's delayed,
mm-hmm.
but he's smart as a whip.
Oh, he is.
He's
yes.
in school. You've met him. Mm-hmm. You've, you know, played with him. He is he's something else. And all other individuals like him bring something special to us, and they touch us in a special way.
Absolutely. And yeah. and something, when you and I first met, mm-hmm. I remember you talking about that process and how you really can be such a resource for parents who are pregnant. They find out, and they're saying, what now? And yeah. you say, hey, look, so I wish someone had told us back then.
Yes. You know what?
It's fine.
You just gave me a perfect segue into our next big thing that we're doing right now. I have our book mm-hmm. called Imagine Life Without Me over at a publishing company right now waiting to get printed.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 7 families write chapters in this book explaining their journey.
Right.
So imagine you just receive a positive diagnosis and you're like, oh my goodness, because you think it's a bad thing.
Sure.
But then you're handed a book that's called Imagine Life Without Me
mm-hmm.
and you read about a family that adopted children with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You read about interracial couples that have had a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read about a set of twins, one born with Down syndrome, one not.
Wow.
These stories are so amazing.
Yes.
And then at the end of all stories, all of them, you look at it and say, wow, this is really special.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts your guard down a little bit and lets you know what? Things are going to be okay.
Exactly.
Makes you kind of enjoy your pregnancy just a little bit more.
When is that book coming out?
I don't know yet.
Okay. No
don't
pressure.
Know yet, but it's
in process.
It's in process. We just had it edited and it's over with a publishing company right now. And I've just been in communication with them. And I'm hoping in the next few months we'll be able to release that. And I'll definitely give you a call about that, too.
Very excited about that. And yeah. you know what, actually, Craig, when you talk about people writing books, I remember when you were talking about this,
mm-hmm.
it is such a long process to write yeah. a book. So actually, you're right. You might be ahead of schedule, to be perfectly
probably,
honest.
Because I believe it was a year ago, not the last time you and I spoke, but the first time we met.
Right.
I think I mentioned
you had the
that
idea.
We were, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So it's been a long process, but
that's, yes.
It's therapeutic.
I'm sure.
Me writing my chapter, sitting there, I was so excited to sit there and just write about the journey. And then you have some tears
mm-hmm.
because you're going back and you're thinking about what Craig Jr. went through, what my wife went through, how we felt at that time. But then you see where we're at right now. And
mm-hmm.
Craig is in school right now and in an inclusive classroom. And he starts kindergarten next year.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So when you talk about some of the things that you offer people who are part of the DSATB community,
mm-hmm.
and you just touched on a couple things, you know, when you're finding out about school districts. How do you, as a parent, find that right school for your son
right.
or child?
Well, what we have the beauty of having our board of directors living in different counties.
Okay.
We have a few of us that live in Hillsborough County. We have a couple that lives in Pinellas County. We have a couple people that live in Pasco County.
Mm-hmm.
So we all can kind of brainstorm and share our own experiences. We all have kids, you know, their school age. Some of our, two of our parents, Katie Abel and Lisa Mezzi, they homeschool their kids as well. So we can kind of touch on all perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have different pediatricians, cardiologists, all of those specialists, those doctors that, you know, that you're going to deal with,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when a child's born with Down syndrome, they're all different, but you got to make sure that everything is clear. And when you get that clear bill of health, it's just amazing. So
oh, sure.
we try to share that information with a lot of our members. And we have questions that are posted on our Facebook page or private messages that are sent. And, you know, if a question is sent to me and I can't answer it, I'll go to someone else that can
mm-hmm.
and we'll get them that information.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you some of the things that you've gone through personally with mm-hmm. Craig Jr. And maybe we're giving away too much of the book, so
no,
you don't have to give
all.
Away the book.
Not at all.
But something that parents who don't have a child with Down syndrome would just be in awe of. That's kind of a tough, broad question. It's a tough question because it is so broad, but anything that just has, you know, something special about Craig Jr.
I would say, and there's so many different things, probably how he reacts to me when I'm able to teach him how to speak.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
It's something personal to me because he has speech therapy
mm-hmm.
at school.
Mm-hmm.
He has speech therapy outside of school. And we get feedback from the therapist, and they tell us how he's doing or if he's, if he has a 30-minute session and he's only able to concentrate for 15 minutes mm-hmm. and then he wants to play. And we don't see the progress that we want to
right.
see as parents. And so I told my wife, I told Chrissy, I said, she said, you would be a really good speech therapist because you keep his attention and he listens to you. And I said, well, you know what I'm going to do every day
mm-hmm.
when I come home? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to try to teach him two words every day.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I'll come home and grab something to eat, and he's kind of relaxed, and we'll turn the TVs off, we'll
mm-hmm.
turn the phones off and everything, all the distractions.
Sure.
And I'll sit him on my lap, or he's sitting in the chair, and then I just get involved with him and say, okay, we're going to say this, okay? So watch Papa, and then I'll say a word, and then to see him attempt to say
mm-hmm.
it, and when he gets close to it, and then I just start going crazy, yay, and my reaction
uh-huh.
reinforces that he did something right.
Right.
And we always go back to the words that we learned
mm-hmm.
During our next session. And to see that I'm able to teach him something that
mm-hmm.
he might not have learned at speech therapy is special for a father and a son.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. And to know that you're making that kind of impact on his life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So, Craig, what's your favorite activity to do with him?
Sing.
Oh, really?
I sing.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I sing. Part of our process, and this is just, I guess, part of it. My wife, Chrissy, and this is her first child.
Mm-hmm.
I have two older, wonderful boys as well. But with Craig Jr., Chrissy used to try to put him to bed, and she would do like all first moms, and she's rocking him
mm-hmm.
and rocking him, rocking. And I would say to her, I said, hon, probably want to change the process up because, when he's a year or 2 years old, he's only going to go to sleep if you continue to rock him. So we got to change this a little
yes.
bit and get him to the point where we have a routine
mm-hmm.
and then we put him to bed and then we walk out the room
right.
and let him go to sleep. So you just looked at me like, you don't do that right now, right? You haven't gotten there yet. So I took it upon myself to try to put a process in.
Mm-hmm.
So all kids, they hate going to bed.
Oh, I know.
So they're
so tired. They're
absolutely.
Run down and they're tired and they're
yes,
fighting it.
Yes, yes. So I take him in the living room and we turn all the lights out and he runs and jumps on my lap. And then I sing the ABCs to him.
Uh-huh.
So now he's learning.
Right.
And he sings with me, I sing the ABCs twice for him. And that's after I count to 10 with my fingers. So I'm teaching him how to count to
yes.
10. And then I sing ABCs twice. And then I say, okay, let's go to bed.
That's the routine.
Yes. And I pick him up and take him in, put him in the bed. And I say, okay, you go to sleep. I love you. And then I shut the door, and he's asleep all night.
Okay, so I'm going to show you when we're done chatting. I'm going to show you on my security camera. Our bedtime routine, our nap time routine yesterday was a disaster.
Was it really? Oh, my God. I can imagine.
Trying to jump out of the crib.
Now, it's taken a little while to get him to that point.
Right.
But once you establish routines, they usually stick
they
with
stick.
Them. But if your routine is rocking, that's what your routine is going to be for a long time. Roxanne.
It's me lying on my back with my daughter. I'm on her rocking chair, lying on my back. It's really bizarre, but that's how we try to how we get it done. So, you know, it's funny. We're in a day and age where we're talking more and more, which is a great thing about inclusion.
Right.
And I love that.
Yeah.
But this is just my outlook, so I'd love to get yours. Mm-hmm. I still feel like there's we have a bit of a ways to go when it comes to inclusion, when it comes to Down syndrome, when it comes to, you know, certain things like that.
Absolutely. You know, and on, I could probably speak for a lot of parents with children with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. One thing that probably means a lot to the moms and the dads out there is other parents think our children are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes our child is not invited to that birthday party, you know. Those things hurt.
Sure.
You know, when we talk about inclusion, those things hurt. And so the only way that others learn that those things hurt is if you talk about it, you know.
I agree.
I have some events coming up that I'm going to be speaking at. We got the school district involved with doing a lot more concentration on mm-hmm. Down syndrome awareness. And I'm trying to change this term, and they call it a disability.
Right.
I call it this ability.
I like that.
These kids mm-hmm. have this ability to bring people together. They have this ability to show love to everyone. Mm-hmm. They have this ability not to discriminate against others when they're being discriminated against.
Yes.
You know, when
how many
you
people
look,
can do that?
Absolutely.
Right.
When you look at the power of that, they have this ability. So that's a positive spin on that that I'm taking, that I'm trying to spread the world, to spread the word to people that mm-hmm. we can change the world one conversation at a time. So it's just talking to one person and letting them know, hey, you know, this is how I feel about this. Or if the R word was used, I've been in situations where I had to stop everything and talk to that person in a polite way to let them know that, hey, that was offensive.
Right.
You know, I appreciate
this
it.
This is
if
how that made me
that
feel
word.
And Absolutely. How it would make most people feel.
Yeah. Now mm-hmm. let's continue our conversation.
Yes.
So I don't want to make them feel like, oh, my goodness, you know, let's keep going. But I just want to let you know how I felt about that.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee I changed that person's world.
Exactly.
And they may do the same to somebody else when they hear it.
Sure.
That's what it's all about.
Sure. Yep. Exactly. And, you know, so that is the message. I think there's something so important right there. That's the message for parents who don't have children with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Be open to hearing from other parents who do.
Absolutely.
That's what's going to make a difference. And that's going to make this inclusion truly be in full effect.
You're absolutely right. We're all the same. Mm-hmm. But we're all the same, but different.
Yes.
If that makes any sense. We're all the same, but different. And, you know, those little things that they may not think of as affecting someone else, they do,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you know, we want to get invitations to parties as well,
of course.
You know. And we want our children treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we push so much for inclusion. You know, last year, Junior was in a class with children that had special needs,
mm-hmm.
the entire class. This year he's in an inclusive classroom, and he has shown strides because the other kids have taken a liking to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like kind of the baby in the class.
Right.
And they take care of him. And I, you'll love this too. On the first day of school, I dropped Junior off. My wife was already out in tears already. And there were two little girls that said, "Hi, Craig." And he waved at them. And right before I left, I kind of stooped down to the two little girls. And I said, "Hey, I'm Craig Jr.'s daddy. You guys take care of him when I'm not here, okay?" They said, "Okay." You know, little stuff like that that empowers them. And
right.
they take care of him.
Oh,
you know,
I bet.
It's really cool.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And guess what? I'm so excited because you and I have talked a couple of times mm-hmm. over the past year or so
yeah.
and in person here at the radio station.
Yes.
But I'm going to get to see Craig Jr.
Yes.
In a couple of weeks,
yes.
About 5 weeks away from the big gala.
Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in going, it's not too late to sign up.
Not at all. Not at all. There's a couple ways you can go on eventlive.com and then search Rise Up for Down Syndrome Gala. You can go to our website, which is probably the easiest way to go to www.dsatb.com, as in Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. Click on events, and then the gala will pop up. As soon as you click on that, you're right there, and you can sign up. You can register. You can purchase individual tickets. You could purchase a table. You could sponsorship-wise, if you're a company and you want some sponsorship and want to help donate to the cause, you can go that route as well.
I love it.
Yeah.
And so I was so excited when we found out, too, that it was going to be at the Tampa Museum of Art. Such a beautiful venue.
Yes.
And so what's that night going to be like?
Oh, they call it the red carpet, right? We're going to do a blue carpet because the colors of Down syndrome are blue and yellow.
Love it.
And we're going to have little gold sprinklings mm-hmm. on the blue carpet. So you have a blue carpet. When you get out, we're going to have valet parking. So
mm-hmm.
you come through the front door. There's a registration table. We're going to have a backdrop with our logos on it with another blue carpet where you can have pictures taken right there. The downstairs of the art gallery will be the cocktail hour. So we'll have hors d'oeuvres, drinks served there. We're going to have a live saxophonist playing. It's going to be really, really nice. For some of our VIP guests, some of our sponsors, some of the board of directors will escort them upstairs, and they'll be able to view the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really special.
Sweet.
We do have a room off of that room where we've partnered with Double Mint Sitting, a certified babysitting company here who just won a small business award here last year. They're going to be taking care of the kids. So you want to bring
really
your
cool.
child? Yeah.
How often do you go to a gala and you feel guilty because it's Saturday? You got to switch. No.
I got to get babysitted. Oh, I can't go. Bring your child. Bring your child.
I love
free
that.
Of charge. We'll have them all taken care of. They'll be able to relax in a nice, comfortable room. We'll have a movie on. We'll have some snacks for them as well. You'll be able to check in with them.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be great. Then, and that's from 6 to 7. 7 o'clock, the door is open to the atrium outside. And that's where we'll start the award ceremony, which will be about an hour and a half, including our keynote speaker. And 8:30, we'll start dinner. And from 8:30 to 9:30, we'll have dinner. The silent auction will be going on at the same time. We'll announce the silent auction winners right after dinner. And then the after party, the gala party, starts right at 9:30, and we wrap up right around 11 o'clock. So
oh my
it's be
gosh,
a great
what a fun
yeah,
night.
Live DJ, it's going to be great.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That's my kind of party.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Lots of dancing and fun.
Absolutely.
And so you can still go online if you just go to dsatb.org. That's probably the best place to go. From there,
yes.
You can go to events and you'll find everything that you need.
Absolutely. That's it. So we just hope that you all support us. This is our first one. This is the inaugural Rise Up for Down Syndrome Gala. We plan to do this every year. As I stated earlier, our 1 year anniversary is February 23rd. So this is also not only an anniversary celebration, but the main reason why we're having this gala is to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day,
mm-hmm.
which is on March 21st. So we want to definitely celebrate our kids. A lot of the kids that have won certificate achievement awards throughout this past year, they'll be called up at the award ceremony. We have something special for them. It's going to be great.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for hanging out with me, Craig.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.